You're listening to the Mind Manual Podcast, Episode 7, The Missing Ingredient of Success. Hello, everyone, and welcome to another session of the Mind Manual Podcast. This week, I want to explore the relationship with desire and fear, and why fear keeps coming up trumps to extinguish the fire of our desire. When you think of it, the reason why we do or don't do anything is because of the way it will make us feel. We are emotional beings driven by our feelings. The feeling which sets us off in a particular direction in wanting to pursue a particular thing is probably best described as desire. It's the thing that sparks the interest and has us getting into the feeling of wanting to have that thing or experience. We can, however, approach desire from two opposing mindsets and two very different energies. One place is from scarcity and limitation, in rejecting what is and desiring the thing from a place of lack and resistance, which creates pain and suffering. The other is from a place of abundance and possibility, in accepting what is and desiring the thing from a place of allowance and gratitude for what you already have, which creates a sense of appreciation and excitement for where you're at and what could be. So the emotion of desire can present us with essentially a positive or negative experience, which is being fueled by a positive or painful version of desire. When we're in the painful state, our mind will be presenting with us scenarios and evidence of limitation and lack to reflect back to us the world in which you live as you currently know it or believe it to be, given that our mind is always filtering our experience of life through the lens of our thoughts and beliefs. When we desire from a state of gratitude and excitement, our mind will offer scenarios and evidence of ways it could be possible if we believed it was within our reach and means. This is what it's trained up to do. Our beliefs set up the parameters of this search query. So essentially, on one hand, if we don't believe it's possible to have the thing we desire, it can tear us apart and cause us pain in being denied and keeping us where we don't want to be. And on the other hand, if we believe it might be possible, it has us excited about the future in moving us forward towards pursuing the thing. So belief is definitely an essential ingredient of success. However, both approaches base their evidence from past events and a learned conditioned environment in assessing what we think is possible for the future, which sets itself up in this confined loop, which is why it's so hard to break out of our current circumstances or the vicious cycle. We're relying on history to define the limitations of our life going forward. The problem with this is that even if you have the evidence from the past supporting the basis of your belief that it could be possible for you, the uncertainty of what the future holds, which can never be known, and the fear of failure and how all of that is going to make you feel is likely to come flooding in and snuff out that fire of your desire. The primal urge of the primitive part of our brain that wants to keep us safe and out of harm's way is always going to be there doing its job. In order to put ourselves out there to pursue the object or subject of our desire, when the future is uncertain, it's going to potentially expose us to an experience of emotions that we would otherwise find unpleasant and would want to avoid. Feelings such as fear and failure, shame and embarrassment, rejection and disappointment, and whatever we're going to make all of that mean about ourselves, is going to prompt the brain to throw some doubt our way, to make us think twice about putting ourselves in harm's way, in having to go through such an ordeal. This is the normal thing that our mind does. It's just doing its job in keeping us safe. And while it's always a good idea to go to the worst case scenario to assess for dangers and threats, as well as risk to reward, for the most part, those feelings are going to have to come along for the ride as we continue on our journey in fulfilling that desire. So long as you can get good at feeling and processing any emotion, then none of that will stop you. It's those of us who are terrified of experiencing all of those feelings associated with fear and failure, who can't bring themselves to step over that threshold into the territory where the object of your desire resides. Even though you might believe that it could be possible, the risk of having to experience all of those emotions will be too much to bear and keep you from taking action. In order for us to move forward in action towards our dreams and desires, we need to not only believe it's possible for us, but we need to be willing to feel the emotions we want to avoid. So the ability to process them is key. Believing hard on its own won't work. It must be accompanied with the willingness to feel any emotion. When you get good at processing emotions in a clean way, without all the hangover of the stories, the labels and drama that we wrap around them, we become unstoppable. It's the fear that keeps pulling us up. The other thing that keeps us stuck from taking action is our obsession with having to know the how up front ahead of time. We feel that if we don't know how, then we can't ever do it. We get hung up on needing to have a clear pathway laid out before us in order for something to be possible. We think that if we can't see the way, then there is no path. The thing is that if you don't have the thing already in your life, then it will always be uncharted territory for you. You're the one that has to go out there to clear the way and do the navigating. And if it was such a well-worn pathway in the first instance, wouldn't everyone be on the track that leads to their dreams? In actual fact, it's quite the opposite. It's a hard find to meet someone who hasn't given up on their dreams, which is just failing ahead of time. All that failing is quitting. It's choosing not to forge a track and figure your way there. We need to be the discoverers and forerunners in making our own trail through the forest to where our dreams lie on the other side. You set out and find your way there through trial and error. Too often, we fall for the trap of just trying. Trying implies if it doesn't work out the way we expect it to, in the time that we want it to, then it's time to retreat and throw our hands up. We need to replace the concept of trying with the action of trialing, testing what works and what doesn't. When you don't have a roadmap, you set out in the direction until it leads you to an impasse. Then you work your way around that by testing and trialing another way, until you get around the next bend to see where that leads, and then the next, looking for the way that will take you there. The how is never a straight path. So when you set out in the direction of where you want to go, expect to go trekking with all the twists and turns you would naturally come across when you set out on an adventure. When we don't attach the concept of failing to an attempt at trialing something, we don't get caught up in making that mean anything about us. And so we're just free to enjoy the journey and process of charting the steps that will take us there. It's about being committed to arriving at the destination, which is so much more than just believing and trying. It shouldn't matter how we get there or how long it takes. All that we need to know is that we'll get there, so long as we keep testing and trialing our way there. Desire alone will also not get you there. Desire is a feeling that stays passive until you use it as a fuel in performing the action, which is what actually gets you there. Commitment to arriving at the destination, despite not knowing the way, is the other feeling you will need to fuel your actions. So we have desire, belief, and commitment as the ingredient so far. But the thing that will see us braving our way through this adventure with all of the bumps and blocks and twists and turns that we will encounter is our ability to feel the discomfort of our feelings along the way. Being able to ride through all the feelings that we would otherwise avoid is the biggest thing we overlook and don't take into consideration. The skill of being able to process any emotion in a clean and present way that doesn't leave you with the hangover of all the drama is what will take you through it all, from desire and commitment into massive action, until you deliver the result or arrive at your destination. When you're open to experiencing any type of emotion and you're able to move through it, as opposed to being paralyzed by it, then there isn't anything that could ever hold you back. There isn't any reason to hide and play small. The doubt and fear, the shame and embarrassment, the dread and the heartache, the disappointment and feelings of insecurity, you name it, any emotion you're willing to feel and face your way through is the missing ingredient to success. So the next time you're wondering why you're not creating the results you want in your life, have a think about which ingredient is missing. Desire, belief, commitment, or the ability to feel and process any emotion. And if you're wanting to dive deeper into this work and apply it in your own life, you can join me over at themindmanual.com, where we study all the things in detail and coach you in how to manifest whatever it is that you desire. So go and pick up your dreams where you last left them, and let's get to work. So thanks for listening again, and tune in next week for another session of the